In Swaziland, the landlocked nation almost completely contained within South Africa that is ruled by one of the world's last absolute monarchs, there is a growing agitation for political reform. The government of King Swati III has been threatening agitators with prosecution, especially those who use new social media to promote their activities. The editor of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly Southern Cross newspaper, Gunther Simmermacher, says the country's stagnant economy is one motor of dissatisfaction.
Swaziland is one of the last absolute monarchies in the world, and King Swati III has ruled there for more than 20 years, and his father before him is a very traditionalist society that has been accepting of the idea of an absolute monarchy. So far anyway, King Swati has a reputation of rather enjoying the high life, while most Swazis are living in poverty, and that is creating friction between the king and his subjects. And as I said, the king and his government have managed to control dissent for many years, but over the last few years, pro-democracy groups have become more vocal, and the more vocal they become, the greater government repression has been, and there have been detentions where activists have not emerged from, they have died in detention, the government says, from natural causes, as they tend to. There have been instances where police has been shooting at protesters taking part in demonstrations.
I've seen reports that the government has been threatening people who are organizing their agitation with social media.
Obviously, it's in reference to the role that the social media has played in the uprisings in North Africa and parts of Asia and the Middle East. In South Africa, the reaction has been very strong as well. Swaziland, of course, is adjacent to South Africa, and South Africa has got an interest in what's happening in Swaziland. And interestingly, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which is one of the alliance partners of the ruling African National Congress, and ANC's Youth League have pledged their solidarity with the protesters and the pro-democracy movement in Swaziland. And in the past, the Catholic Church has done so as well through the Bishops' Conference that comprises Swaziland, South Africa, and Botswana. The ANC Youth League even went as far as proposing military intervention by the South African government, but I think one can relegate that charitably anyway to over-exuberant rhetoric.
Public sector employees are increasingly upset, and they've just been asked to take a pretty steep pay cut. What is the situation with the liquidity crisis in the country?
They are facing pay cuts that have been mandated by the International Monetary Fund to, ostensibly rescue Swaziland's collapsing economy. And there have been protests about that already, and there most certainly will be ongoing protests. Now, here we're talking about 35,000 civil servants who are not very happy with the king. Swazi activists have announced the 12th of April as a day of uprising.
Is the present agitation a threat to the fundamental political structure of the country?
It is unlikely that the population as such is going to tolerate overthrowing and the exiling of a monarch or agitate for stronger action against them. At the same time, the pro-democracy movement might look at abolishing his absolute power and allow for a more democratic system rather than a full democracy. So what is going to happen in Swaziland is very difficult to predict. It is certainly not the sort of situation that we have in North Africa or even in Zimbabwe, where autocratic leaders have been chucked out. Here we're talking about a system that has got very deep roots. And the elephant in the room is what the government of South Africa and the other countries in the Southern African Development Community want. Do they want to retain the status quo, or do they want to see change in Swaziland? And I think that is going to be the key to the future of the country.